for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday morning, July the 3rd, 2017. Carla B. Todd is the speaker of the morning, teaching on The Curse of the Bastard. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Or you bury yourself in books all the time, reading novels, romance novels, and let me tell you, there are familiar spirits in those books. I had one attach itself to me when I read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I like a good mystery. Well, wouldn't you know, they made her to be a bisexual. Well, so I wasn't going to read that part every time. Okay, so they go to her apartment. Okay, just start flipping the pages, waiting for them to, you know, because they're so explicit. And so I don't read that because I don't want those images in my mind. But guess what? The spirit of bisexualism was in that book and attached itself to me. And one time a girl told me she was sexually attracted to me. I was shocked. Well, I cast that out of her. We were at a meeting together, and no. And I questioned the Lord. And you know what? Ask God your question. He'll answer you. I said, Lord, what in the world was that? Many times I just put it out there, and I'm surprised when he answers me. I mean, but he answers me. So I continue to ask the questions. What was that? And he said, remember that book you read, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Well, that spirit of bisexualism, the familiar spirit was hanging out here. And she had it on her because her husband had a pornography addiction. And so her spirit out here, they attract each other. That's how those things work. That'll answer a lot of questions if you understand how those familiar spirits work. Movies, same way. Or you bury yourself in sports. Or you're a shopaholic. You gotta buy something to feel good about yourself. And the eating and the stealing. Ends up you're in hopelessness and despair. In the depression, many people are suffering with sadness and sorrow and extreme loneliness. Are they super sensitive, walk around with a spirit of offense, offended at everything and everybody. They'll have self-hatred, death wishes. Mine was, I found a scripture in the Bible when I was depressed. Job says, let the day perish in which I was born. That was my scripture of the moment. Let the day perish in which I was born. When I went to the psychiatrist, I said, are you suicidal? And I said, no, because I'm too big of a chicken, that's why. I don't like pain. I don't like loud noises. You know, didn't want to make a mess. You know, couldn't kill myself. But I just wish I had never been born. I just wish I had never. Everybody would be so much better off if I just were not here. That's how destructive it was. But it could be suicide. Many people do. That they just can't take the pain anymore. And the Antichrist spirits that have kept you away from a relationship with God, the very one that you need the relationship with, can't get to them. Okay, so I think did y'all get it? You get the... get the picture. So now I'm just going to do some deliverance. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I cover each person with the blood of Jesus. I call on the angels to assist. I bind every spirit, blocking spirit, hindering spirit, spirits that would resist the work of God. I bind right now that the curse of the bastard. I break the curse of the bastard off each one of you. I break it in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of the Antichrist spirit that comes with the bastard curse and the bastard spirit, the spirit of the bastard. I bind you, break your power, and command you to come out of God's people. I bind that Antichrist spirit that resists the things of God. I bind that Antichrist spirit that resists the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I break that Antichrist spirit that causes you to be unable to understand the Word of God. I break that Antichrist spirit that causes you to be unable to receive the deeper things of God and unable to enter in to the congregation of God's people. I bind the religious spirit that had been operating to take the place of the true spirit of God, having a form of godliness and denying the power. I break that religious spirit right now. I break the power of that religious spirit. I command it to get out of you now. All spirits of error, go. Error, deception, all deception spirits, go. Occult practices, because God doesn't love you or want you or hear you, so you're going to go get your answers from someone else. I bind and break the power of all the occult practices that you have been involved in. The tarot cards, going to the psychic, palm readers, and horoscopes, and Ouija boards, and all those occult practices. I command all those spirits to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. The spirits of self-righteousness come out because you couldn't get to God, but you had your own righteousness. I bind that spirit of self-righteousness and break its power and command it to go now in Jesus' name. The lying spirit, all the lying spirits that stand beside you and say, nobody likes you, you're not worthy, you can't do that, you can't wear that, you can't go there, nobody wants to talk to you. All those lying spirits, I bind them now and command them to shut up and go in Jesus' name. And you know what, when those lies come to you, if it contradicts God's word, you just know that it's the devil talking to you, and you just need to close your ear to it and say, you shut up and go now in the name of Jesus. Shut up and go. You're going to have to do some warfare. You're going to have to fight for yourself. Being a whitewashed sepulcher, everything in here is a mess, but you're going to have everything perfect down here. That whitewashed sepulcher spirit, go in Jesus' name. Offense, the spirit of offense at God, go in the name of Jesus. All perfectionism and legalism, go in the name of Jesus. Got to do everything perfect. Got to do it over and over and over until it's perfect. Obsessive compulsive disorder, I bind you and break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. Critical spirit, I bind and break the power of critical spirits, and I command you to get out of God's people right now. Judgmentalism, having to judge what everybody looks like, walks like, what kind of car they drive, what kind of house they live in, what kind of man or woman they're married to. All of those spirits of criticism and judgmentalism, you go in Jesus' name. Let me just tell you this. What you judge, you're going to become, or it's going to come to your house. If you're, I judged everybody and everything. Everything I judged has come to my house. I wish I had known these things. I bind the spirit of the hypocrite. The spirit of the hypocrite. All hypocritical spirits, go. Being an actor. That is the spirit that cause you to act one way when you're really another way. You go. Wearing a mask, I pull off that mask right now in Jesus' name. The false identity that you have made for yourself. I speak destruction to that false identity, and I give you the freedom now to let the true person that God created you to be to come forth. Double lifestyle. I break the power of double lifestyle, secret life on the side. All pride. I bind that spirit of pride right now and break its power and command it to come out. Take a deep breath. Pride, you get out. Get out. Get out, pride, walking around like everything's okay when it's not. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Leviathan, the spirit of Leviathan, I bind you and break your power. Get out in Jesus' name. All haughtiness, haughtiness. You know, in the Bible it says that haughtiness will cause you to have thin hair and dandruff. So I bind all haughtiness in the name of Jesus. You go. And eye problems, yes. The false anointing. Because you couldn't get to the true thing, Satan will give you a false anointing. I've destroyed that false anointing right now. I command it to come off of you. The false anointing. You go in the name of Jesus. All rebellion. Rebellion, I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. That independent spirit, I'll do whatever I want to do. It's my body, I'll do with it what I want. It's not your body, you were bought with a price. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I break that independent spirit right now in Jesus' name. All stubbornness, you go, stubbornness. The spirit of the rebel, get out in Jesus' name. You spirit of the rebel. Rebellion against God's laws, rebellion against God's word, rebellion against the laws of the land, all lawlessness and disobedience, you go in Jesus' name. Rebellion against authority, rebellion against your boss, your pastor, your husband, the law, all lawlessness and disobedience, you go in Jesus' name. I come against deafness, deafness, not being able to hear because you refuse to listen. All deafness go. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Blindness caused by the refusal to see. You just refuse to see. I bind that blindness now and break its power and command to come off of your eyes. All spirits of rejection go. Rejection. Rejection by mom. Rejection by dad. Rejection by siblings, pastors, teachers. Forgive them now. Forgive them. It may not even have been rejection. It was just the spirit of rejection telling you that it was rejection. But you still have to forgive holding an offense against them in your heart. Forgive yourself in Jesus' name. Rejection by God, feeling that God had rejected you, which was an absolute lie. You go in Jesus' name. I break that curse that says God doesn't love you. Rejection by everyone everywhere. Everywhere you go, you get rejected. I break the belief, the lie, and the belief that everywhere you go, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know why I'm going here. They're just going to reject me like everybody else does. I break that lie in Jesus' name. The hardened heart. I break the hardened heart right now. I shatter that hard shell that you put around your heart to keep from being hurt. I break it now in the name of Jesus. And I loose upon you a heart of flesh. Jesus said he would give you a heart of flesh. So I just loose that heart of flesh into you. Spirits of being unloved, unwanted, and abandoned, unworthy to be loved, all those spirits go in the name of Jesus. Self-hatred and self-destruction, I bind you and break your power. Go, get out of God's people right now. All autoimmune diseases, I speak to all autoimmune diseases right now. You go, I break your power, you spirit of infirmity of autoimmune diseases. Because you hate yourself, your body is coming against its own self. That makes sense? I break it now. All autoimmune diseases, acne, go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of acne. You go in Jesus' name. Oppression, depression, sadness, sorrow, go in the name of Jesus. Having a death wish, you need to say, Lord, forgive me for wishing I was dead. Lord, forgive me for wishing I had never been born. Lord, forgive me for thinking about ways to kill myself. I bind that spirit of suicide right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break that suicide off of you. I bind the spirits that have caused you to check out of life. All spirits of fantasy, you go in the name of Jesus. And I command those voices in your head, shut up now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to cease and desist from talking to God's people anymore. All the spirits that came through books, movies, videotapes, video games, Facebook, pornography, addictions to alcohol, to drugs, to food, to escape your pain. It's a false peace. I command every one of those spirits to come out of you now. All the false refuge spirits, go in Jesus' name. I break the spirit that causes you to cut yourself with excessive tattoos and piercings in the name of Jesus. I break your power off God's people. I come against all shopping addictions, all gambling addictions. I break your power in Jesus' name. Addictions to porn. I break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of whoredom, you go in the name of Jesus. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Selling your body in the name of Jesus. You go. All adultery, you know, because you feel rejected by your mate, you go out and find love from somebody else. I break your power of adultery off of your life in Jesus' name. Ask God to forgive you if you've done those things. And change, you know, one of the definitions of repent means to change your thinking. So, Lord, I'm asking you to help them change their thinking if they repent for these things, if they not do it again. And that's another part of it. You turn away from it and you don't do it anymore. I come against all diseases that may have come in through these activities, sexually transmitted diseases, hepatitis coming through piercings or tattoos. I bind you and break your power. All spirits of infirmity, you go. Spirits of infirmity, I bind you and break your power. Whatever your infirmity is, you name it out and command it to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, any diseases causing you pain, you go in the name of Jesus. All blood diseases, I break your power and command you to get out of God's people. All bone diseases, infirmities in the bone, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Organ diseases, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Skin diseases, I bind you and break your power and command you to get off God's people. Diseases of the mind, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Diseases of the eyes, I bind you and command you to go. I bind the spirit of death in your mouth, all tooth decay, and receding gums, and all of those diseases of the mouth. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Diseases in the arms, in the legs, in the feet, in the joints. You go in the name of Jesus. I break your power right now in Jesus' name. All fear spirit, fear, spirit of fear, you go right now. Fright. All fright, go, leave God's people. Terror, terror, anxiety, anxiety attack. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. All worry, worry, I break your power and command you to get out of God's people. Fretting, fretting, go in Jesus' name. Night terrors, nightmares, inability to sleep, insomnia, you go in the name of Jesus. Fear of the dark, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Fear of man, I break your power. You will not have fear of man. You will fear the Lord, a healthy fear of the Lord. I bind and break the fear of never being loved. And I break the lie that you're not loved. In the name of Jesus, I break that fear of never being loved. Go in the name of Jesus. The fear of death, go in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power, all fear of death. Now, arrested development, I bind you and break your power. Arrested development in the minds of God's people, I bind you and break your power, and I command you to get out of God's people. All learning disabilities, I bind you and break your power. Seizures, I break your power, that deaf and dumb spirit. I bind you and break your power and command you to get out of God's people. I bind all the involuntary movement, the demons that are causing you to jerk this way and jerk that way, blink your eyes and do all kinds of things with your body. I break it now in Jesus' name. All involuntary tics, all tics, go in the name of Jesus. And I'm not talking about the ones that crawl. I'm talking about those things in your body. I command all of those things to get out. All involuntary movements, you go in Jesus' name. Dyslexia, I bind you and break your power. Dyslexia, all dyslexia, go. Every unnatural brain waves, brain, your electrical impulses be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to set their brains straight, the left side, the right side, the back, the front. I speak healing to your minds right now in the name of Jesus. All speech impediments, I bind speech impediments, lisp and stuttering and tongue-tied. I bind tongue-tied. I command you to loose the tongues in Jesus' name. All autism, I bind you in grace your power. All autism, you go in the name of Jesus. Sensory disorders, not liking to be touched or have to be a certain texture, I bind you and break your power. Sensory disorders of the ears, of the eyes, of the skin, sound, light, all food disorders, you go in the name of Jesus. Can't eat this and can't eat that. You know, when God said he's going to bring you into the land of milk and honey, that's one of the first things that they take you off of if you have allergies is milk, all dairy products. I bind, lactose intolerance. I bind lactose intolerance right now in the name of Jesus. All irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, acid reflux, GERD, constipation, go in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your bowels in the name of Jesus. Indigestion and ulcers, you go in the name of Jesus. Ulcers in the mouth, I come against herpes viruses. In fact, the word says in Psalm 91 that no noisome pestilence will come near your tent. Those two words, noisome pestilence, it means any ill-smelling, infectious, contagious disease or virus. That covers a lot, doesn't it? So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak death to any viral, bacterial, fungal infection in your body. I speak death to it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cover your bodies with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I say, body, be healed in the name of Jesus. If I haven't named your thing, you name it. You name it and command it to get out of you in the name of Jesus. For it is written, when he hung on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. You need to start telling that to your infirmity. It is finished. Jesus Christ said, it is finished. Now you go. Get out of my body in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, now I loose the spirit of adoption upon each of you. In Romans chapter 8, it says that we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I loose right now. Lord, I'm asking you to loose from heaven the spirit of adoption upon each of your people. Lord, I ask that if they have never, ever felt your love, that you would pour it out on them this morning. Pour it out from heaven, Lord. We're asking for a fresh anointing of your love, your perfect love that casts out all fear. The love of a daddy. The love and nurturing. Lord, if we've never had it, you said you would redeem. You're able to redeem the time. You're able to restore what the cankerworm ate. And Father, right now, I bring each of our brothers and sisters to the enemy's camp. We sing that song. But I asked you about it and you showed me the real place. It's right below and to the left of the windows of heaven. And they are wide open and God is pouring out your blessings, the blessings that belong to you. He's pouring them out. Satan has posted a huge demon, maybe more than one underneath, and they are funneling those blessings. They're stealing. He's a thief, and he is stealing your blessings, and he is funneling them over into the enemy's camp, where it's a huge fenced-in area, and it's not junk in there. It's blessings. Whatever blessings have been stolen from you, he's got them. He's holding them hostage. So Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, rebuke you, and render you powerless, and I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose God's people's blessings right now. Listen, we call it in, everyone, and I encourage you to make a list and start calling them in to your household. You bind him and you command him to let go of your blessings. Send out the harvesting angels to bring them into your household in the name of Jesus Christ. And you start watching the blessings that you will see pouring into your household. They belong to you. You know, we are, Jesus turned the other cheek, but listen, we're not to turn the other cheek to the devil. We're not. And it's time that we stand up and have what is rightfully ours. You're going to have to fight for it. The Word says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. That means trouble and pressure. How many of you have some form of trouble or pressure in your life? Well, it says that the violent will take it. That's the kingdom of heaven, everything that belongs to you by force. You're going to have to stand up and stop being polite to the devil. Stop letting him steal from you. And stand up. And in the authority, not your own, Jesus Christ gave it to you. Yes, we were all unworthy, but the blood of Jesus Christ has made you worthy. He shed his blood. You're no longer unworthy. You're no longer unworthy. When he looks at you, he sees Jesus. Do you get that? You're not unworthy. When that spirit comes and says, you're not worthy to be loved, yes, I am, because Jesus Christ shed every drop of his blood, and now I have been, it says in the Word, made worthy. You can't do anything to get worthy. His blood makes you worthy to receive everything that he has for you. So, Father, I just bless your people. I ask for a fresh anointing of your Holy Ghost today. Receive ye. Now that curse has been broken, receive ye the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for a fresh anointing of your joy, Lord, the joy that is your strength. And I call you each into the congregation of the Lord. I say welcome to the family of God. You're no longer an orphan. You're no longer a bastard. You're no longer illegitimate in the name of Jesus. And now I bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. I bind that lying spirit that would come and say, nothing happened. Nothing's changed. That is a lie. So, Father, I thank you, and we just bind all those spirits of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. It's time to eat again. I ask blessings on the food. Lord, we thank you for it. Your Word says that if we receive it with thanksgiving, that it is sanctified by the Word of God in prayer. We thank you that this food is sanctified for our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.